Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Hurry, live and in full effect. Holding it down for anchor.fm/215. All right, real fast, this rising. I'm firing from the hip. And I just wanted to touch on a matter of white rappers. All right. Just to be perfectly clear and honest, I am not interested in what a white rapper has to say ever on a microphone. I am not interested in what a white rapper has to say at all. In fact, I don't even believe a white rapper can exist. Some of you will say, well, how is that so? It's plenty of white rappers. They got Eminem, you know? And I think that's funny that the most popular rapper who's white, his name is M&M. I just think that's funny as hell. It's named after a candy, right? It's like the Mickey Mouse thing, like, you know? It's like the America loves the Mickey Mouse. The America is in love with a mouse, a rat. You get what I'm saying? And here it is. You got this white guy who comes up and he's a rapper. And he's named after America's, one of America's favorite candies. M&M, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's really fucking comical when you slow down. I've been using that phrase a lot, slow down. You know what I'm saying? Because I really think that's important. It's not always stop and see. Sometimes it's a matter of just slowing down and allowing things to go at a slower pace. Okay, but back to M&M and the candies. You know, I just think it's really crazy when you slow down and look at it, how we've accepted this whitewashing of hip-hop. Now, I know I touched on this in a podcast before, but I'm going to say these things again because, again, I want to be clear. I want it to be understood what my position is. I don't, a white rapper cannot exist to me. And he cannot exist because he cannot authenticate himself or validate himself in hip-hop. He cannot do anything in hip-hop without the approval or authentication or validation of a black person. Someone of color must approve of the white person's presence in hip-hop. So we're never going to go somewhere and find an all-white hip-hop group or an all-Asian hip-hop group that isn't in some kind of way aiming to be validated by a black person. So whether that's getting a record deal with Jay-Z, whether that's by appearing on the Breakfast Club, whether it's by getting a thumbs up from Sway, whether it's by having the black fucking hype man, which is a coon. See, without these things, they cannot exist in hip hop. How are you, brother? I'm gonna be coming down to talk to you about the thing, man. All right. They cannot exist in hip hop. Okay? They cannot exist in hip hop without being validated, which means I'm saying they need the presence of a black person to even exist in there. And what they're attempting to do and have done is whitewash hip hop like they have all of the other music of our culture. Because white folks do not have a musical culture. That music rhythm is not a part of their culture. Rhythm is not even something all white people have. Rhythm. You see what I'm saying? So these lines that you hear, bigger than Bob, bigger than Dob, bigger than Digger than Dob, that's rap, right? All of that, that's blackness. all of that rhythm, a white person will never ever on their own produce any of that, which we hear in hip hop. That is unnatural to them. It is unnatural to them. What makes sense to them is things like death metal and shit. You understand? Bam, bam, boom, boom, crash, crash. That's the shit they understand. It's going to be a white boy that listens to the podcast, and when they get to that part where I go, he's going to get a hard on. It's going to be a white boy at that part. He's going to stand up like, yeah, man, fucking right. That's their tune. But a hip hop, a hip hop, and you don't stop the rocking to the, that shit ain't never going to come from them. And so I'm irritated when I see these little white imitations jump up on this stage with the baggy shit on, you understand? And the gold chains. I'm very irritated when I see it because I know that everything that they're doing is an imitation. It is an attempt at looking like someone they saw, sounded like someone or something they heard. It will never be authentic. They will always be on the stage doing a soft version of blackface. Every white rapper is doing a soft version of blackface. Every white boy, white girl, who calls himself rapping is doing a soft version of blackface. The minute they go and get their Balenciagas. You understand? The minute they want the Cuban link. The minute they doing the money phone. They're saying, look at me, I'm like a nigga. That's what they're saying. Do you understand? That's what they're saying. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. Hang on a second, y'all. I don't know what's going on over there. Look like a brother having a seizure, like he's autistic and he's just kind of snapping a little. He might be having a little fit. Sometimes that happens. Okay, but yeah, all of those guys who are rapping out there, those guys are doing soft versions of blackface. That's what's happening. And so, no, I'm not with that. No, at my shows, I mean, a white guy can get on the ticket if he want. I'm not pressed to put him there. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? At my show, sure, a white guy can get on the microphone. But I have no problem with letting him know that I don't care for him rapping. What the fuck? Not at all. I don't want to hear a white boy talking about the trap. I don't want to hear a white boy talking about no fucking goons. You understand? All of the shit that I'm maturing out of, all of the things that I've matured beyond, I don't want to hear no white man come up and try to fucking glorify my hardship that he is partially responsible for creating. Do you understand? See, it's hard for you to understand when you guys are looking at everything like it's about yourself. But there's a bigger thing going on. See, when I see a white guy in hip hop, I see a weaponized individual. I see someone that an industry has, will, or can weaponize, used to take advantage of us, used to exploit our culture. Y'all don't understand how impactful hip-hop has truly been. And we don't understand because We're looking at what the television tells us about hip-hop instead of what the black community tells us. Because that's what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is essentially the black community. This is why white folks can't just enter it and exit it. It's not an open market for them. It's an open market for us. The hip-hop language changes every 5 minutes. If they lose touch with a black friend, they lose touch with hip-hop just like that. If they stop going to the hip-hop clubs, if they stop listening to the hip-hop music, they turn back to White John real fast. But you, when you're from the hood, let's say it that way, when this is how you've grown up, it goes with you everywhere you go. So no, man, I'm never interested in hearing a white rapper on a microphone saying any fucking thing. He's never on a microphone. She's never on a microphone saying things that are true to white people and white experience. If I want to hear, if y'all guys want to produce a white rapper and you want me to respect him, I need him to get up there and I need him to say all the cracker shit that he says when it ain't no black folks around. Then I respect him. But to come in and try to create this idea that you are of hip-hop, where it comes from, and an authenticator of it, and like you have the ability to go and speak for it, no, I can't condone that. White man cannot go, he cannot take hip-hop anywhere. It does not belong to him. He is not really welcome there. But there is this idea that we all must accept and include. Well, I don't feel like I need to include white rappers in my hip-hop circles at all. I don't believe white rappers have anything to bring to hip-hop at all. I don't think they're contributors at all. I think all of their records, I think all the records from white rappers in the past 10 years, 15, let's say 10 years, I guess, I think, in 10 years, I think all those records are equally trash. Yes, I think all the records coming from the white guys are equally trash. Okay? And we can put them in one section called white trash rap. How about that? Just take all the rappers and put them into one category called, it should be under the genre rap, but it should be white trash. And I think we should allow all the white rappers to represent to the fullest the white trash category of hip-hop. Because other than that, I just see them as a continuous insult. That's all I'm going to say about this right now, guys. Because then I'm going to be going into the rant. The rant area. I'm going to leave this alone. I'm going to go have me a cup of coffee. But I understand that, guys. You look, stop giving all these guys passes. Okay? Stop authenticating these guys. Stop validating these guys. Okay? They need to get their asses into their own genres. They need to go create their own things. You know what I'm saying? They need to carry their own fucking water. But that, oh, the blacks look cool, I want to be like them without acknowledging shit about blackness. No, man. We have to stop that, black people, black family. Stop. Stop letting everybody Joe Smoke with you because you want to be seen as the person who allowed the white. Stop. Stop. None of that Sam Bowen shit. Okay?
How's it going?
Make it for you.
Large coffee, please.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to have a decaf coffee?
Just one?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want ketchup, mustard, relish?
Ketchup and mustard?
Mm-hmm. And for here to go.
Here, please.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.